Well, good morning, everyone. Can I give you a warm welcome to our online service today, especially if you're tuning in for the first time. Really glad that you've decided to join us for this service. It's so important, isn't it, with all that's going on, to remember what matters most. It's so important to remember what really lasts and who ultimately is in charge and in control of all things. Maybe with so many distractions, you're increasingly tempted to skip these services, to soak in the sun or to do something else that you enjoy. Maybe you're struggling to stick with them, to follow them all the way through. Maybe there's lots of noise and things going on around you and it can be difficult maybe to last the duration of the entire service. But isn't it true that now more than ever we need to be regularly reminded of who God is, of what he has done for us, and of how we, in grateful response, are to live to the praise of his glorious grace. And that's really what these services are about, these online services. They're a chance to be refreshed and renewed as God's people. They're an opportunity to have our hearts and our minds recalibrated and reoriented to God's word. And then as well, for us to be recommissioned, resent, as ambassadors and as representatives for Christ in this world. That's why we still have these services, and that's why we encourage you as much as you can to tune into them, to listen to them, to follow along with the songs and the messages and the readings. Well, we're going to begin this service this morning by singing a song that's based on Psalm 67. Psalm 67 is a prayer that God would be praised by all. Through it, the psalmist repeats this phrase, "May the peoples praise you." Verse 3 of Psalm 67, "May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him." You can hear the psalmist's heart, can't you? That God would be praised, not just in Israel, but by all the people that he has made all around the world. Songs of worship being raised to the God of heaven. And that's what our first song is really all about. It's entitled, "May the Peoples Praise You," using that phrase that is repeated over and over again in this psalm. It's a song desiring that God would be known, God would be loved, and God would be worshipped all around the world. So let me invite you to pause the recording. It's a new song for some of us, I'm sure, but a wonderful song that is the cry of our hearts at this time, that God would be praised and that God would be worshipped. Well, as we begin our time now, we're going to pray. We want to pray that these things that I mentioned earlier, the recalibration of our hearts, the refreshing of our hearts and minds, all of those things would be achieved, that we would be recommissioned, resent out into the world as Christ's ambassadors and as representatives for him. So we need to pray. We need to pray that God would be at work in our homes, in our hearts, in our lives, to achieve all of these things as we meet over the internet to praise him, to listen to his word, and to be sent out again as his people. So I'm going to pray, and as we do that, I'm going to read from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Peter says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning that we have so much to praise you for if we are your people this morning. Thank you that we are a chosen people. We don't know why, but Father, you broke into our lives and you changed us, you transformed us, you made us alive with Christ, when before we were dead in trespasses and sins. Father, we thank you that we are a royal priesthood this morning. Thank you that we are a kingdom of people who are able to approach you, approach you because of Jesus, because of His blood, because of His righteousness, because of everything that He has done for us. Thank you that we can stand or sit or whatever in Your presence today. Thank you that we can know You, the living God, the maker of heaven and earth. We thank You as well that we are now a holy nation. Thank You that in Your sight we are blameless and without blemish, without spot or wrinkle. Thank You that You see us the way that You see Your Son in all of His perfection, robed in His righteousness. Father, we thank You that we are Your special possession. We are precious to You. You love us the way that You love Your Son. Father, all of these things, all of these reminders cause us to cry out to You again in praise, to declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His wonderful light. Father, may that be what happens today in our hearts as we sing these songs, as we read Your word, as we hear it preached to us. We pray that our hearts would overflow with praise to You. Father, we pray that we would have hearts that long that more people would praise You, that all the peoples of the world would come to a knowledge of You, come to that place where they see You as the God that You really are, the God of grace, the God of the cross, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we do pray that You would be working in us today, working in us this morning. Pray that Your Holy Spirit would meet us where we are. Pray that He would refresh us. Pray that He would encourage us. Pray that He would be molding us and shaping us on the inside so that our lives this week will look different to what they looked like last week. Father, we pray that with our lips and with our lives we would declare Your praises, declare the wonder of who You are and all that You mean to us, and all that You can mean to the people around us as well. So, Father, we pray for the blessing of heaven to rest upon us, the blessing and presence and power of the Holy Spirit to be with us in everything that we do now. And we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, we are going to sing again with some words that really pick up on that passage that we've just read from 1 Peter. We're told that we have been brought out of darkness so that we might declare God's praises, so that we might speak them, so that we might lift His name up in everything that we think and say and do. And this next song really picks up on that. And it begins by saying, "All heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord." It tells us that right now all of heaven is joined together in worshipping and praising the Lamb that was slain. But then the song goes on to say, "I will proclaim the glory of the risen Lord." Yes, all of heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord, but I as well will join in that chorus, in that song, as I too proclaim His glory, the glory of the Lamb who died for me. So again, I invite you to pause the recording and to sing this song of praise, this proclamation of the worth and the majesty of Jesus Christ. Well, this morning we're doing things slightly differently. Rather than hearing me and my voice, you're going to now see somebody's face and you're going to listen to them and their message. We have Colin Tamplin. Thankfully, we're grateful to him for the way that he has volunteered to preach for us this morning. And he's pre-recorded a video message on 1 Kings chapter 22. If you're with us in the evenings, you will know that we've been going through this series in the book of 1 Kings. And we're now into the final chapter of 1 Kings. 1 Kings and chapter 22. And in a moment, I'm going to invite you. There'll be an opportunity again for you to pause this recording and to go and to watch the video that Colin has recorded for us. But before we do that, before there's an opportunity to not only listen to Colin, but to watch him as well, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray again that God would bless us as we hear His word, and pray that He would be known at this time. Pray that His plans and purposes would be accomplished, even in the distress and the difficulty of this time, that God would be working in people's hearts to bring them to a knowledge of Himself. So Heavenly Father, we do pray now for your word. We pray that it would be a word of challenge. Pray that it would be a word of encouragement. Pray that it would be a word of comfort as well. Father, you know what we need to hear. You know the weeks that we've had. You know the situations that we're facing. You know the worries and the anxieties that are on our hearts at this time. And Father, we pray that in that way that only you can, in that supernatural way, that you would speak to every single one of us as we need to be spoken to. Father, we pray that in these times, these unprecedented times, you would be working in us powerfully as your people to refine us and to refashion us into the likeness of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we do pray especially at this time that the peoples would come to praise you, that all the peoples would come to praise you. Father, as we look around at the situation all around the world, we recognize that it's one of difficulty. It's one of hardship for many people. And Father, it causes us to pray that in the difficulty that people find themselves in, that they would turn to you, that they would turn to you, the living and the true God, that they would turn to you, the one who is a rock and a refuge for us in times of difficulty. Father, do pray that you would be praised. Do pray that your name would be lifted up. At this Easter time that we celebrated last week, we remember the words of the Lord Jesus who said, when he is lifted up, he will draw all people to himself. Father, we do pray that he would receive the rewards of his suffering, that he would find for himself a people willing to love him and worship him and even to lay down their lives as he was willing to lay down his life for them. Father, we pray for ourselves in that process. Pray that you would make us mouthpieces. We don't know how. We don't know what that will look like in the coming days as we're not able to speak to people physically face to face. Father, we pray that you would help us as your people to be witnesses for you, to be lights for you, to be those who point others to the cross, point others to the Savior, point others to this wonderful living hope that we have through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And Father, we pray that this message would be part of that inspiring your people to speak for you, to live for you in these dark days. Father, we do pray for those suffering, pray for those struggling amongst our number. Pray that you would be with them, pray that you would uphold them. We do pray for those who have lost loved ones recently and have funerals coming up, funerals that will look very different to a normal funeral. Father, pray especially for them. Pray for your peace, your strength, your comfort to come alongside them. Pray that you would be to them all that you need. They need you to be at this time. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We praise you for your grace. Praise you for your goodness. Praise you that you are a God who has demonstrated such deep, incredible love for us. Thank you that you sent your one and only Son to die for us. And Father, may the truth of the gospel, may the truth of what you have done for us be that comfort for us, be that blanket for us at this time that we turn to when we're struggling, when we're sorrowful, and we look to the cross and remember all that Jesus has done for us. And we're reminded that we have a place in your heart. We have a place amongst the people of God and that we are precious to you. So, Father, use this time, use this message to bring much glory and praise to your name. And we ask these things in that precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, there's an opportunity now for you to pause this recording, to stop listening to me and to start listening to somebody else. So you can pause this video, this recording, and you can watch the video of Colin and the message that he has pre-recorded for us from 1 Kings chapter 22. If you're listening in and you don't have the link to that message, all you really need to do is to go onto our Facebook page, The Lees Chapel, and the video should be there for you. And you don't need to be on Facebook to access it. All you need to do is look up The Lees Chapel Facebook page and it should be there under the video section. So do pray that God uses it to speak to you and to bless you now. Well, I hope that message from 1 Kings chapter 22 was an encouragement to you, was a blessing to you, was a challenge to you. Pray that it would have been all of those things, and may we be those who emulate this example of Micaiah and the way that he boldly spoke God's word, no matter the consequences and no matter the outcome. We're going to close by singing a song that really shares the sentiment of our first song. It's a song that really desires, again, that God would be praised, that God would be honoured in this world, that many would come to know him. There is a slight difference in that this song tells us about the part that we play in that process, the process of people coming to know Christ for themselves. It begins for the cause of Christ the King. We give our lives an offering till all the earth resounds with ceaseless praise to the Son. And it continues, for the cause of Christ we go. This is what we need to do in all of this. For the cause of Christ we go, with joy to reap, with faith to sow, as many see and many put their trust in the Son. Again, this is our great prayer, isn't it? That God would give us the boldness to speak for him, and that as we do, as we share the Lord Jesus Christ, our prayer is that many would see and many would put their trust in this Son, in this Saviour, Jesus Christ. So as we close our time together, please pause this recording and you can either just listen to this song. It is a new one, so you might just want to listen to it and to absorb the words and use them as a prayer in your own heart, or you may want to sing along as well. Well, I thought it would be appropriate to close the service with these words from Matthew chapter 28. Last weekend we were thinking about the resurrection, weren't we? And here we see what happens next in the story. Jesus rises again. He meets with his disciples on a number of different occasions. And why was he meeting with them? Well, it was to prepare them for what was to come. It was to prepare them for Pentecost. It was to prepare them to be witnesses for him, to be willing to go to the ends of the earth, to make disciples of all nations. So here are the famous words, the Great Commission from Matthew chapter 28. We read this. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." For may God help us as his people to be his witnesses, to, in a sense, go to the ends of the earth, to make disciples of all nations. May he fill us with his spirit, with his strength, with his courage, with the conviction that we need to speak for him and to live for him at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.